China's President Hu Jintao made a three-day visit to Austria ahead of the G20 summit in France. Cash-rich China is seen by Europe's leaders as one of the keys to unlocking the bloc's debt crisis. As Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna, the Chinese leader was courted by politicians and business leaders while protesters were kept well away.
Protesters, Tibetan, Uyghur and Falun Gong, outside Austria's National Theatre. Police kept them well away from President Hu Jintao. In fact, they couldn't get anywhere near his motorcade, but they made certain he could hear them. A visit by a Chinese head of state to Europe is usually dominated by two major issues, trade and human rights. But a third issue turned this trip into a tense and crucial one for the countries of the Eurozone. Put simply, Europe has massive debts, and China has massive currency reserves. Austria, the host country for Hu Jintao's European working holiday, is one of the Eurozone countries hoping China will shore up its banks and buy up its sovereign debt. Chancellor Werner Faymann says talks with Hu Jintao centered on the recent bailout deal for Greece.
He wanted to know my thoughts on the protective measures and the recent developments, and he especially remarked on Austria as being economically strong.
But with Europe listening closely, the Chinese leader had only a few words on the debt crisis.
China is watching the current economic developments in Europe. We are convinced Europe has the wisdom and competence to conquer its momentary difficulties.
Austria turned on a traditional welcome for the man described by Forbes magazine as the world's most powerful. Brass bands, a visit to a Salzburg dairy, and a Mozart concert were all unashamedly directed at Chinese television viewers, a tourist market increasingly valuable to Austria. But as their leaders caught Chinese cash, Austrians worry about selling off the farm. Several local high-tech companies now have Chinese owners. Walter Koren from the Chamber of Commerce says that's a good sign.
The first is the good ausgebildeten Mitarbeiter.
First, because we have well-trained workers. Second, the social cohesiveness with very high productivity. And third is the strength of innovation in Austrian businesses.
It's not one-way traffic. 600 Austrian companies now have branches in China. Many are meeting China's demand for environmental technology. But Willy Opitz, a winemaker, is enthusiastically selling the fruits of his labour in the world's largest market.
We have an image that is unique, and we must use it. But you've got to get out there. The profit has to go to the mountain. The Chinese people are ready.
A 150-person business delegation travelled with Hu Jintao, leaving no doubt the Chinese are more than ready to do business. But the question of whether Beijing will help Europe by buying up risky, along with safe, government bonds was left unanswered. Christoph Leitl is president of the Austrian Chamber of Economics and says China faces a paradox.
The Chinese say, on one side we're wanted and on the other side we're not wanted. By this, they mean when we're getting involved somewhere, there are concerns that one day we'll dominate.
Europe's debt crisis and China's economic power meant these protesters against human rights abuses were left out in the cold. Austrian President Heinz Fischer says he delivered this rather indirect message to Hu Jintao.
We've drawn attention to those rights and commitments which are important to Austria in relation to human rights and which stem from our membership of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights.
Hu Jintao spent 3 days in Austria, and as far as journalists could tell, only a few minutes of his time were devoted to global issues, and none to answering journalists' questions. People travelling with him say the usually stiff statesman was simply enjoying a holiday ahead of the G20 summit. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.